After disagreement and delay, the latest UN climate report will be released later today. It's expected to show that the window to prevent catastrophic, irreversible climate change is closing fast. It's an issue the Productivity Commission has highlighted in its five-year report on Australia's productivity for the very first time. Michael Brennan is the chair of the Productivity Commission and joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Patricia.
This is the first time that the Productivity Commission has been allowed to look at the impacts of climate change in its productivity review. Are we in a worse position now because it was previously left out?
Well, to go back a step, Patricia, the first point is that we do see the issue of decarbonising the economy in what is historically a relatively short space of time, 3 decades, as squarely a productivity issue. This is a question, a big policy challenge for Australia in terms of harnessing the investment, the innovation, the sort of structural change we'll need in the economy to reduce a cost, albeit it's a cost that we had not traditionally counted in our GDP statistics or, for that matter, in firm profits. And so whilst it perhaps seems quirky to some, I think it is squarely a productivity issue and belongs in a five-yearly productivity review. And that's why we've put a little bit of emphasis on the issue of climate policy.
Well, there's a current debate around the safeguards mechanism. You want the threshold for big polluters slashed and their emissions from transport and electricity included. That would double the number of companies covered. Why do you think that would be a better way of doing it?
Well, we certainly, I think it's a fair reflection of our work to say that we think that the safeguard mechanism is central to our ability to reduce emissions and to do so at a reasonably low cost. The safeguard mechanism is essentially the best policy instrument available to drive reduced emissions. And yes, we have a view that the safeguard mechanism could evolve over time in various ways to capture some more facilities, perhaps to capture absolute emissions rather than emissions intensity, and to allow for greater trading of sub-baseline credits. All of those features would be enhancements to the safeguard mechanism, but there's no question that the safeguard mechanism itself will be of critical importance to our efforts.
The other area you do go to is industrial relations. You say a modern, fit-for-purpose labour market regulation. Does that include getting rid of weekend penalty rates? Is that the sort of thing that you think needs to happen?
No, weekend penalty rates are things that have been looked at in the past, including by the Productivity Commission, and some action's been taken on that by the Fair Work Commission. But I think the question in workplace relations is how you ensure that you're balancing strong minimum conditions that are easily understood and are complied with and enforced, with the flexibility for firms to find more productive, efficient, innovative ways to organise their arrangements. And we've attempted to strike that balance. One of the observations we've made is that it would be good to look at what flexibilities might be available in the award system, because many firms are moving back into the award system as the path of enterprise bargaining has become a bit too challenging. And where we could have a slightly more pragmatic view about the ability to strike an agreement. We've come from a system under the Better Off Overall test that's been highly prescriptive, highly detailed in its assessment of whether an agreement is adequate against the award benchmark. And it might be that we just need a little more of a holistic examination rather than down at the level of individual and hypothetical employees.
The Treasurer told me last week he's looking at overhauling the Productivity Commission. Does the Productivity Commission need to be modernised?
Look, the Productivity Commission has been around in its current form for 25 years. We've been a significant contributor to the policy debate, but it's silly to think that nothing can ever change. We have evolved incrementally over time, and our work program has changed as the policy debate has changed. We do a lot more work in areas like social policy and environmental policy. We're much more involved in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander policy than we have been in the past. But there are always improvements that can be made, and I think it is important, as the government and the Treasurer has reflected, from time to time to look at the architecture, the economic institutions, and are we working to maximum effect? So, you know, we're certainly up for that journey, and I think it's a good thing.
Michael, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Patricia.
That's the Chair of the Productivity Commission, Michael Brennan.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.